Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Icons of the F4L. I am your host, the Icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, and we have very special guests joining us tonight. Let's see if it works. Hello. Thank you for coming, calling the F4L headquarters. This is the Icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, and who, may I ask, is coming in?
Hi, Romina.
Hello, my friends. How are you guys?
Good.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen,
brother,
we told you.
My brother wanted to be here, but he's doing a test for school right now.
Okay, no worries. Well, welcome. So, ladies and gentlemen, we told you guys they would be joining us, and this is Henry, correct?
No, hi, Romina.
Oh, even better. Awesome. This is your first time on the show, correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Good.
Excellent.
How are
you? I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I understand your brother's doing schoolwork, which is very important. Very important. We honor that here. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So welcome to the F4L headquarters.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome. We wanted to, talk with you guys and, find out what it's like to, do all the things you guys have been doing, and also find out what it's like for you guys to see yourselves on our shows and so forth. And this being your first.
You're breaking up. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Hello? You want me to hang up and call?
Awesome.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Awesome. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties.
It's
how
okay.
Are you? I'm sorry about that. You know how it works with modern technology, don't you know? You gotta love it. Anyway, again, sorry about the interruption there, my friend. So in case you haven't known, I am the Icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, and welcome officially. We got Hero Mina, one half of the current reigning Telenet Tag Team Champions, and an actual youth MMA competitor and multiple other things. So Hero, now it is Hero, correct? That's how you pronounce the name, correct?
Hyro,
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Everybody calls me that the first time.
Yeah. That's a water sign, correct? Is that what it's kind of represents? What is the name meaning behind it? That's an awesome name, by the way. It's just
my mom just made it up.
Yeah, most moms do, right?
She just made it up.
It's an awesome name. I think it's awesome. Anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You guys are always doing impressive things. So, Hyro, why don't you tell people what it is, kind of the things that you like enjoy and stuff like that. You compete a lot of these MMA events, correct?
Yes.
So talk to us about that. What are the things you enjoy about it?
I like it because it's competitive and I'm competitive.
Awesome. I respect that. I get that.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it because it makes me feel better when I win.
Absolutely. Makes sense. How did you become involved with it? What kind of drew you to it? Do you remember?
Huh? Say it again, please.
Oh, I was wondering what kind of drew you to it. Like, did you see other people doing it? Do you watch your older brother doing it? You said, I want to do that too, or you just kind of like, what kind of drew you to it to begin with?
My brother.
Yeah, makes sense. Older brothers
alike.
He got
in first.
Right. And
yeah.
Then you saw all the fun he was having. You wanted to get in on that too, right?
Yeah.
I get that. I respect that. I completely understand it.
Excuse
that's
me.
That's awesome. Okay. So now. Yep. Hello.
This is Henry. I just came back. My bad.
Oh,
sorry.
It's Henry.
I was late. I was testing.
I know Hyra was telling us what you were doing your schoolwork, that which I was saying is very important just as well.
Yes, sir.
No worries, no worries. How are you guys? You got welcome. So are you guys both here now, or are you guys, you know, switching off the phone so I know?
We're both here.
Oh, yeah, we're both here now. How you been?
Oh, I've been doing awesome. How have you been? I see you've been doing a lot of
things.
Oh,
I've been great.
Yes, awesome.
Sir.
No worries, man. And Hyra was just correcting us to make sure we pronounce his name correctly, because I was feeling poorly that I was doing so. So, Hyra, please excuse my ignorance. I apologize.
No, it's okay. Everybody messes up his name for sure. Everybody calls him Hyra.
I can understand that. You know, what's funny is people, when they see the spelling of my name, automatically call me Seen for some reason. And, you know, growing up, I always thought that was kind of common knowledge. I was Sean. But I come to find out there's multiple spellings of my name. So actually, my son's name is also Sean. We spell his kind of normal way, I guess you'd say. So I totally get it, I guess.
Yeah.
My wife calls it normal. It's spelled the S-H-A-W-N, which is kind of the regular way, I guess, most people know it as. I'm S-E-A-N, which is, you know, the Irish way, which is the traditional way. But anyway, ongoing debate in this house.
Yeah.
Anyway, so guys, welcome. It's great to have you guys on here, and it's great to have you back. It's been a little while. So we were just asking, you know, Hyra, how he got involved with MMA. He was saying he was kind of copying you. He saw the fun you were having,
and
he was saying he was as competitive. Now, between the two of you guys, who's more competitive, you or him?
Oh, me for sure. Any little thing, I'm way more competitive. It could be like drinking a water bottle or something.
And Hyra, what do you think of that? Is he more competitive than you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, you know, we're going to get into the whole wrestling show later, because I got some fun stuff we're going to be, you know, announcing too. But, I just saw, Henry, you're starting to box now too? And you did boxing before, you said, right?
Yeah. We've known how to box, but I'm starting to get in like a boxing gym.
We're trying to learn
Taekwondo. We're sparring now. We're doing Muay Thai and stuff.
Oh, Muay Thai is fun. I also did that. One of my favorites, actually.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, multi-trained in multiple different things. Back in the day, I was lucky enough and fortunate enough to have a dojo that had what we called cross-trained. So I trained in multiple forms. Chuck Kudo, Muay Thai, Kenpo, and Judo, primarily.
Wow.
But I also did boxing, which is, you know, traditional, what you would assume boxing is. But I have to clarify what boxing is, because I also did Muay Thai, which is also boxing, and people who have never done either one kind of don't know what the difference is. People who are doing it like you guys, who are competitive, would know what I was talking about, but for the general audience, they have no idea. Let me ask you guys a question, you guys being brothers and all. Do you guys go to regular school? You guys homeschooled? How does that work for you guys? I don't really remember, to be honest.
Well, we're homeschooled.
We
used to go to school, but
now
this year, ever since the, like, COVID started, we've just been doing homeschool for the safety of us.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. That's not like Pokemon. You don't want to catch any of that. And that's smart. Actually.
Yeah.
I know. I know. I'm full of the cornball jokes. I'm sorry. Anyway. It's cool. Anyway, one of the things I always tell people is how, you know, whenever we interact, is how polite you guys are and how you guys are very strong in your manners. And that, you know, kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
Always are like that, and that's awesome stuff. Now, that being said,
thank you so much.
Oh, no worries. I you can't see it, but I just bow to you guys. But anyway, I wanted to find out what you guys did for your mom for Mother's Day.
Well, we drew my mom like
a heart, and it says, "Love you, Mom."
Yeah, I helped him draw it.
That's cute. Now, do you art in general? Are you guys like artists in general, or like, is that something else also a passion about? You just kind of drew it because you can.
Well, I'm in art class, and my brother's also in art class, so we just came together.
And we gave her roses.
Yeah, we gave her roses, too.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, what a balloon heart, dude. What a balloon heart.
That's cute. Because, you know, mums are important. We know that. And stuff like that. Now, how awesome is it to have your mom and dad there supporting you guys and stuff like that throughout your adventures and stuff? Is it awesome or what? I would imagine.
Yeah,
right?
It's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very awesome.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm a little jealous. I might have to go down to Texas because you guys seem to have a lot of more fun down there. I'm telling you, there always seems to be some type of party or some type of event. And that's awesome because you guys seem to have a lot of fun and whatnot. So kudos to you guys. But I also wanted to ask, because of that, do you guys have Hispanicness? Like, are you guys Hispanic as well or no? Out of curiosity.
Yeah, I'm Mexican. I'm Mexican.
Thought so.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I don't know Spanish.
Well, that's okay. My wife is actually also Hispanic. That's why I ask. And she's, from Puerto Rico and a couple other areas that there. So she's got that going. So we in this house are friendly to both. So that's why I was asking, because it seems like a tradition that, she was saying a lot of Hispanic families have a lot of big parties and they're very like family oriented. And that's awesome, by the way. And it's important to know our heritage, right? No worries.
Yeah.
No worries. No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, my blonde eyes. I mean, what? my blonde hair and my blue eyes came from my grandpa, because I'm Spaniard. I have Spaniard in me.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. Cool stuff. Awesome. Awesome. So now, let's get into what you guys have been doing since the last time you've been on the show. You've been competing in I think the last time you were on the show, were you going to compete in that tournament or did you compete in that tournament? I don't remember. Do you remember? I guess it was a tournament you were getting ready for.
Yeah, we missed it. We were going to go for it. Oh, wait. Actually, my bad. We got the belt.
Yeah, we both got a belt.
Yeah, we both got a belt. It felt so good to get that belt, actually.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you something. When you guys are competing against these other kids at these events, right, do you guys find yourselves making friends with them, or do you guys see them as competitors? How does that work for you guys as competitors, out of curiosity?
Well, if I don't know them, I mean, I'm friendly with them, but if I'm, like, rolling against them, like, if I'm going to fight against them, of course, like, I'm going to go full try hard, but afterwards, I'll shake their hand and become their friend. But
good
when
sportsmanship.
when we fight, it's they're not really friends to me.
As soon as we get on that, it's like not.
I get that all too well. I get that. I understand that completely. I often compare, because I mean, as you probably may or may not remember, I actually started out doing what they called freestyle tournaments way back in the early days. Before freestyle turned into what MMA is now, we would compete against when I was you guys' ages, I was competing against other kids from other schools and the regions and stuff like that, who are also what we called cross trained.
Cool.
So that was kind of how that's kind of the reason why I still have a lot of knowledge into it and so forth. And I got to say, I actually just talked about this the other day, because I've been helping my friend who took over the dojo where I learned years and years ago. And he asked me to help out the students prepare for tournaments and stuff, because unfortunately he's by himself right now. So I was helping him out, because one of the things I was really good with is preparing for tournaments and helping people with the psychology part of, competing. So
that being said,
thank you. I appreciate that. So I was wondering, when it comes to you guys, when you guys prepare for, what do you guys usually do to prepare for these events? Do you guys do your homework on people? And kind of, is there like something you guys do that,
I
was just curious how you work at it.
So what we do is we'll study the opponent sometimes, not all the time, but we'll study them, right? And then what is it called? What we'll do is I'll go to my coach. He'll go one-on-one with us. He'll teach us some stuff. Mm-hmm. And when we roll, he'll tell us to go roll. But when we roll, we have to use the moves that we only use the moves that we that he just taught us. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Or that we were working on
sure.
in the back. And
gotcha.
Yeah, and once and we try to perfect that, and then we'll gather up a game plan, and then we'll just try it, keep on trying it overs and overs on the on our sparring partners, and then when we go out there, we'll try it, and if it don't work, I mean, we'll freestyle, but we come out with a win.
Awesome, awesome stuff. You know, one of the things I think is awesome, and I didn't get to talk about this a lot the last time you were on, but when I was doing martial arts back in the day, back in all with early days, I started training in martial arts when I was 4 because I had a lot of energy. I had a lot of energy, and I also was someone who always liked to be I like to be active. So my grandmother actually got me into martial arts when I was 4 and I started training. And then about a year later, at 5, they start with these what they called freestyle tournaments, which is what I described earlier. Mm-hmm. I always got a thrill out of it because, like you guys, I'm very competitive. But I view it as like a game of I kind of look at it like a game of chess. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Or
yes.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. See, I always look, I actually really enjoy that aspect of it more so than just going in there and competing because I like to know and kind of dissect the person I'm about to face before I even get on the mat. I had a decent record, granted, but I don't really brag about that stuff because there's no brag. The record is the record. It just speaks for itself. But I started when I was 5 competing in the freestyle tournaments, and I kind of had my last one when I was about 18 before I started wrestling school, like pro wrestling school.
Oh, dang.
And
followed
through with my original dreams to become a pro wrestler. I know. But also kind of break that mold. A lot of people have the idea that pro wrestling is fake, and then the guys who do it I can't really fight. I mean, I'm sure you heard that story. And I actually know if you guys actually watch pro wrestling. You probably don't because you do the MMA. Is that correct, or do you guys watch any of it?
No, we don't. We don't watch the pro wrestling. We'll watch UFC though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love UFC. I think what UFC does is great. And honestly, I kind of wish UFC was around before wrestling was, because I probably would have gotten into that instead. But unfortunately, pro wrestling, I kind of like the thrill of the crowd and I like the adrenaline. So I'm going to think that UFC is probably similar to that. In fact, actually not long ago, I was asked by Dana White to do a UFC an exhibition between another YouTuber. And unfortunately, he kept on backing out. And He kept on backing out for some reason. And I was always ready to go. I already passed the physical exam and everything else. I was training for doing so. In order to do it, you kind of have to get backed by people who, you know, honestly, Dale White would trust with his opinion. And I had people like my good friend Ken Shamrock. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Dan Pewter was another one. Dan Severn, another great guy. But these are people who, you know, a guy who was very supportive of me was a guy named Conor McGregor. If you ever heard of him. Apparently he did something in the UFC. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's a friend of mine he's from Ireland, apparently. But
fighter.
He's a really awesome guy too. Because when he found out who I was going to be facing, he was very heavily involved with wanting me to face him. Because the person I was supposed to face was training. The person who I was supposed to face was training under Floyd Mayweather. And, of course, you know, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather kind of have that kind of thing, if you remember.
Yeah.
Which I often said, you know, Floyd, if it was a UFC event or an MMA thing, he would have got owned. But,
Conor destroyed him.
Go ahead.
Sorry, if you don't mind me asking, who's your favorite fighter in the UFC?
Currently, or of all time?
Yeah. Or all time.
UFC started pretty late compared to a lot of other things, but I guess I'm kind of old school. I have a lot of respect for the old traditions and stuff, because I think if it wasn't for a lot of the guys who paved the way for all these other guys, there wouldn't be a UFC.
Yeah.
So like Ken and Frank Shamrock, who are very nice guys, good friends of mine, I have a lot of respect for them for what they've done in UFC. A guy out of Minneapolis, he was an amateur wrestler. He worked in pro wrestling for a little while. He went to UFC, and I guess he won a couple titles. His name's Brock Lesnar. Probably never heard of him. But he went back to WWE. And then, of course, again, we have my friend from Ireland, Conor McGregor. But, I mean, me personally, I'm a person who I actually enjoy the mental aspect of it. So I respect people who play a lot of the mind games, which is probably why I really like Conor McGregor. He seems to play a lot of the psychological games that I would play if I was still, you know, competing. Because I don't know, there's two things I used to love most about competing. One was the adrenaline rush, and two was to know what the person was going to do before they even got to the mat. Like, I already knew, stepping onto the mat, what kind of a fight is this going to be? What's this person? Now, you got to also remember, when I was competing, there wasn't internet. There was no way to Google someone. Google didn't exist. And what I was going to say originally, which I wanted to, you know, really touch upon, was when I was training at 4, 5, 6, and all the way up until I was 18, to be honest with you, you did martial art training. You didn't, it wasn't something like you told everybody else. And because honestly, other kids would pick on you even more so than they would anyone else. And it was actually not seen as kind of cool as it is now. Like, do you know what I mean by that? Like, it's not, it wasn't socially acceptable back then as it is now.
Which
I think is awesome. I think it's awesome that how awesome sport has become, that so many people want to be involved in it. And I also say that martial arts is great for many different purposes, self-defense, learning courage, learning discipline, learning endurance, which a lot of people don't know about. And, you know, and again, the psychology and how to deal with people, how to work different problem-solving skills out. And that's a lot of the time what these competitive events are. So I was wondering
question.
If you – sure, what do you got?
Do you have any tips to give me on, like, studying opponents, like figuring them out?
Do I have any tips on studying opponents? Well, now it's a little different. Like, back in – what I used to do back in the day, because when I competed, like, these tournaments, kind of like they are now, they're done kind of regionally, right? So whenever I did these events, usually it would be the same schools you would compete at, even if it wasn't necessarily the people you're going to face against. You would always kind of see the same schools and the same kids at all of these events. So what I would do back then is study everything, every single person before they even got to the ring. Even if I wasn't competing, like, I watched literally every other fighter on that mat, because we didn't have internet back then. We couldn't watch any footage. There wasn't any yet. The only thing you had is basically was by word of mouth and what you've seen at other things, or by facing someone who's faced them before, things like that. You know what I mean? Back then, we got what they called the bragging rights, so to speak, or you got the drive, the eye of the tiger, so to speak, all those kinds of things. It was different terms they used. But what I always do is learn as much as I can about the person I'm going to face, but also pay attention to the other people as well, who, you know, also is in the mat, because just because you're not facing that person now, it doesn't mean that years down the road, you might have to face them again. And how do they step on the mat? How are they looking? For me personally, I don't think I've ever been asked for my strategy on air before, but this is fun. But this is kind of what I do, you know, for my friend's school, is I give them these tips. But for me, one is study your opponent as much as you can. Now it's easier. Now you can Google someone. You can watch YouTube. There's always a video of someone doing something.
Yeah.
And you watch what they do. Usually they go to the same kind of, I call the bag of tricks that everyone has. Everyone has, like, their go-tos. And then what I try to do is see what I'm going to do to counter that. And because if you watch their fights, usually there's always the same kind of a how they're going to attack, how they're going to strike. There's always going to be the same kind of a stance. There's going to be a same lunge. And as a fighter, you have to be ready for that. What do you do to prepare? Now, one thing is the psychology factor. I know before a person gets to a mat how long the fight's going to be or how long the match is going to be, because if a person is confident, you know they're confident, and I know that's going to be a fight. Because I go to the ring like I'm going to – there's an old saying, and this is something that Chuck Norris, who was the person who founded Chuck Kudo, was. And Chuck Norris was at my very first martial art tournament ever. I don't know if you ever heard of Chuck Norris. Have you ever heard of Chuck Norris?
Yes.
Okay, well, Chuck Norris spoke at my very first martial art tournament ever, and he said, knowledge is power, power is a weapon, be careful how you use it. And that spoke to, at 5 years old, he said that to me and everyone else there, but I remember that. And basically what that means is the knowledge you learn and the various different skills you learn in the dojo, on the mat and whatever else, these are things that are going to give you an advantage over anyone else who you step across from. You guys being, you know, familiar with jiu-jitsu, correct? You guys have trained in boxing and whatnot?
Oh, yes.
You guys would be more knowledgeable than just Joe Schmo down the street who's never fought a day in his life. Do you know what I mean? So you guys have an advantage over the kid who's down the street who's, you know, 50 pounds heavier than you, throwing around a basketball, talking and running the mouth, right? We all know, we've all been there, right?
Or kind of like a kid at school.
Exactly. Kind of like kids at school, especially kids at school, because kids like to talk this. I love when people talk the smack personally, because it gives, especially at events, which usually they don't do because they learn quick. And if they do, you make sure you remind them why never to do it again. But one thing I've always enjoyed is the psychological aspect of just mentally breaking the person down when it comes to, like, people at school talking smack or whatever. I'll just say things, like, verbally and tell them, listen, I don't know what you're going to do, but I know what I can do to you. And then basically you, by telling them everything that you know you can do and then basically telling them that, buddy, it doesn't matter what you know or whatever else, I know that I'm going to twist you like a pretzel in five different ways.
Yeah.
There's not going to be much you can do about that. So we can do two things. You can either continue to run your, you know, run the mouth and be tough, or you can just, you know, accept and just walk along your way and we'll forget this ever happened. Do you know how many people will just walk away and have nothing to do about that? Because they don't know what this happened. And that happens a lot. Because people like, because in the day, like I said, if people found out you trained in martial arts in the 80s and the 90s, first they'd try to try you because that's what they always do. Oh, you're the karate kid, right? And of course, then you have to tell them, listen, this is not the karate kid. I'm not Daniel's son. I didn't know anything about waxing on and wax off, but I know what I'm going to do if you come at me. And it's not going to be no crane kick. And that's before I even do anything. And then the person's like, okay, well, maybe I won't, you know, push this issue. And if they do, it's not about hurting the person, because you know you probably could in five different ways make him tap out in 5 seconds because he's not trained. Most people who aren't in the fighting system don't have the endurance factor, don't have the, you know, the conditioning. And, you know, when you're conditioned and stuff like that, like a lot of people – when they see me, now granted, it's been a long time since, but I have endurance that people are like, how are you able to do that? I got injured in pro wrestling, which is why I don't pro wrestle anymore. But and I couldn't work out at the gym for a little while, but I still have a drive and I still have amazing quickness for a person who is 6 feet tall and 230 pounds of muscle. And so, you know, it's all about how you can utilize that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wasn't always 6 feet tall. I was very small and scrawny when I was a kid.
What is it called? I heard you say conditioning, right?
Yes, exactly.
Matter of fact, what is it called? We just got done conditioning our shins.
Your shins? How are you doing that?
We just get like the this
rollers?
Like the roller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we like crush it against our shin up and down, and then we'll like tap it. We'll hit it like the wood against our shins, not too hard though, of course. And then we'll do the other leg. We'll do it for like
5 minutes.
5 minutes, yeah. 2 minutes, 3 minutes on each shin. And then, mm-hmm. yeah, and just to get our legs stronger.
That's traditional Muay Thai conditioning. We used to I kid you not, in our when it came to the Muay Thai, they had a wooden, kind of like, it looked like a wooden tree. It looked like a dummy that was made of wood. And you would actually kick this piece of wood. That was supposed to kick your shins.
Exactly.
In Thailand, where Muay Thai comes from, they kick trees for the same reason, because that's what it does. And actually, you know, when I was training, I would use trees here and there because my legs is probably stronger than anything else. Kicking is one of my specialties, but submissions is one of my favorites. So I'm kind of torn when it comes to competing. Sometimes as a fighter, I have to decide, how do I want to win? That's kind of how I look at things, you know what I mean? Because I'm a very competitive person, but I need to know, how long do I want this to go for? Like, if it's a day where you have to go face multiple people, I don't know if you've ever done one of those, where I know I have to go and face this person, then I get another one later. I want to take out the person in front of me as quick as possible so I can get to the next one and prepare for that one. A lot of people, what they'll do is they'll go out back and rest and ice up and anything like that. I don't do that. I stand there to watch everyone else who's going to compete, because guess what? If you're in that kind of event, you know eventually that's going to be you and possibly that person. What can you do for that person? What does that person going to do? I know, right? I know a few things, huh?
we do exactly what you say.
You have to, because when you get used to it, that's kind of what you do. In all honesty, the confidence level is something I also look for, because confidence, honestly, is one of the best allies you have. Believing in yourself, but also seeing if a person is as confident as you are. You can tell by how they look around. If they go to the ring and they're looking around and they have the eyes and they're all looking at the audience, their eye is not in the fight if they're looking at the audience. If they're looking around, say, and they're looking to see, is my coach at ringside? Is my dad out there? Wave to them. And is my support system here? You know what I mean? If they're looking around for all that, their mind isn't completely into the fight. It's not completely on you. So already you have, if you're focused, even if you have, you know, the same wantings and the same, obviously, you know who your support system is. If you have a strong enough support system, you need to look around. You can hear them, right? And in between rounds, you're going to see your coach. I always found the psychology part of it is to watch the other person. How confident are they? The weigh-ins even will tell you a lot. Like back in the day, you used to do the weigh-ins. How do you hold yourself there? Are you confident? Are you, or one of these people? All that stuff tells you how the person you're across from you is going to be. And if you have that edge over them where you are that confident, do you know what I mean? Like, there's two kinds of ways to look at it. Like the person on the beach, right? If you're the person on the beach who walks around and has the shirt on and, you know, your shorts are down here, you know what I mean? That says that you have some self-confidence issues, right? That's how I look at it. Doesn't mean that's true, right? But if you're someone who takes care of yourself and you have conditioning, you know you're conditioned, then – you know, you walk around the beach like you're the king of the beach. You know what I mean? You know, the shirt's over your shoulder. You're walking around like you're a Popeye. You know what I mean? That is the confidence level you have to have when you go to a ring. But if you're going to one of these events and you see kids who are, you know, a little bit – like back then I used to know if they're looking around, like I said, is one of the first things. But also their confidence level, are they very self-conscious? Is there something about them that they're hiding? Sometimes they'll be hiding an injury, because that happens a lot too, where they'll hide injuries. And that happens, unfortunately, because people get so driven that they have to and they feel they need to. But I know this is going to sound contradictory, but I always say one of the things, if I was to go back and change anything, it would, I'd probably listen to my doctors more than I listen to myself.
Yeah.
Because as competitive as I was, I didn't listen to the doctors as much as I probably should have. You know,
yeah.
If I had, maybe I'd, you know, possibly, you know, be a lot more, I would have a lot more aches and pains than I am now. You know what I mean?
And able to move more.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I would, I mean, a lot. I mean, trust me, but like, as far as like my knee, I have a bad knee now because a lot of the times I would hide my knee pain. And because when I got on the mat, you didn't even know I was in pain. You know what I mean? I had this look like I'm going to eat you alive. When I walk on the mat, the look on my face is either very calm and relaxed, which is one of my favorite things ever. And that's honestly the best way to do it. So look calm as a cucumber when you go to the ring. And then when even if the person is like your biggest rival on the mat, because everyone has that one rival, right? Everyone has that one person that gives them the hardest time. And when you deal with them, that's when you really want to put the smile on your face. Even though you want to give them the death glare, you want to stare a hole through them. But when you walk up to them like, oh, you know, big smile on your face, well, now that also takes them out of the game. Like, why is this guy smiling? Isn't he worried? Isn't he concerned that I'm going to hurt him? Nope, because you're confident. And that already plays into his head. And now he's going to be second-guessing himself. Do you know what I mean? And that's kind of where that comes into play. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
I know, right? So let me ask you this. When you guys compete, do you guys have one of those kinds of people? Do you guys have someone who you guys are like, this is the person I want to face someday, like currently at your time? Are there people that you see a lot that you want to face, or is there someone who is your biggest rival? And if so, you know, how does that work for you guys?
My biggest rival would be Zane. His name's Zane. When I get older, I am going to beat him. But right now, at this current time, he beats me. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But he is 1 year older than me, so it's not really fair. He is heavier than me just by a little bit, like 5 pounds.
Right.
He's taller, strong. I don't know about faster, but so he has a lot of advantages. But I would love to face him later on as I get older, and I will beat him.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Hira? Who do you have that is your kind of your kryptonite, so to speak, or your thorn in your side? Everyone has one. Have you never thought about it? Do you not remember anybody you face, or?
Yeah.
That's okay too, I guess. It's always Valeriano, good too.
His name is Valeriano.
Mhm. Okay. Cool. Yeah, because I understand what that's like. We always have those people. I have a guy that used to give me a hard time. Never beat me, but he gave me a hard time. In fact, he was the one that gave me my one and only draw I've had in a tournament. That happened when I was 10, the draw that I have on my record. Yeah, I'm not happy about it. I had a draw when I was 10 because it was a kind of a split decision. That was back when they had such a thing. And it took me from 10 all the way to 18 to try to make up for that one draw I had. And it always plagued me that I never was able to get that clear win. And because I'm competitive, I want to know who the better person is. Who's, you know what I mean? That's just how I am. But
what was your record?
My record?
You don't brag about it.
I don't brag about it.
Oh, I just want
But my record was, I mean, it's not bragging. It's just, you know, how it is.
Yes.
Let me see. Last I checked, let's see, it's been a little while since I looked. I have my thing's on the wall at the dojo. I have to ask my friend next time. But I know the last I remember was like, I think it was like 94 and 0 and 1. So the one draw that always made me upset. I think it was like 94, 95. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was 94 because I started when I was 4. I started competing when I was 5, and we had these tournaments almost all the time. But I want to say it was like 94. And then I had the one draw, so that always made me upset. Because I never got
Can I say something?
What's that?
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
I'm sorry, but if I were you, like, I'm not a bragger, but if I had that record, I don't care who thinks of me that I'm a bragger, I'd just be telling everybody.
That's not a bragging thing. I know people better than me. Well, I know based on the math, but, you know, there's people out there who I'm sure are better than me. It's one of those humble things, you know, one of those things where it's not about what I've done. It's about what I can do, right? But I also know the competitive nature in me, that it also bothered me at 10 that tie took place, that I couldn't make up for that. I couldn't let that go. You know what I mean? I couldn't let that one draw on my record go. I needed to make up for it. And oddly enough, and sadly enough, it doesn't go away. It's on your record. But at least I can say I never had a loss, I guess. I guess there's that.
Yeah.
I never had but then again, I had a tie. But a tie isn't a loss or a win. So that's kind of why that bothered me, because there's no one way or the other. But since then, I think they've done things in order so that there isn't a tie thing anymore. I think they've come up with systems that are probably better. And it also looks like they come up with like a safety issues now. Like, looks like they give people helmets and gloves and stuff like that now. Not when I was competing.
Yeah.
We didn't have no helmets when we did the tournaments and stuff, which, you know, when I was
I don't really like the helmet. Yeah, same. Wait, did y'all ever have gloves though?
Gloves to a point, but they weren't like gloves like they use now. Like the gloves you know, we had gloves, but for the most part, we just wrapped our hands. We had tape. We wrapped those because when it came to Chuck Kudo, because Chuck Kudo has a lot of submission type things. Of course, judo is a lot of submissions and grappling and so forth, which put together, they're an awesome mix. But, but in all honesty, if I had my choice between a submission versus a knockout, I would obviously go for the submission. There's something more satisfying from my perspective is a submission versus a knockout or getting the points.
Yeah.
That's just me. But that's just how it is. But I guess in aspects of that, it's just how it is. But that was me. But I also enjoy making people submit. I don't know about you guys. You guys prefer knockouts or submissions? Jiu-jitsu is all submissions, right?
Yeah, it's all submissions, but in a UFC fight,
I would say
knockouts look way more cooler, but submissions are way, they do look cool, but the submissions are way harder to get, because when do you ever see someone get tapped out? I mean, you see more of a knockout than a tap out, so it's like, it's cool to also see a tap out.
Mm-hmm. One of the fun things is I can actually watch a fight and actually I can tell who's going to do what, and I can tell who's going to lose and win. It just comes back from when I was younger watching other people do it. I could also predict, because that's partly what we have to do too. We were call it human chess, right? The reason we call it human chess for those people who have never done this before is because when you're competing against other people who are playing the same game as you, your job is to, outdo the other person's move and get the best, set. That's why I refer to it as human chess, trying to figure out what the other person's going to do. What's their mistake going to be? And that's usually that one mistake is all it takes to, get the submission, tap out, or whatever else, because that's usually what happens. And most of the time, it's up to me, the person playing the game of chess or the fighting or the martial art tournament or whatever the case may be, to figure out how to get that checkmate. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did I lose you guys? I know, right? I talk a lot. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I get how it is. But, I remember those days, and I look back fondly of it. In fact, that's why I'm getting back into helping people train now, because I see a lot more people out there who are doing this more. I see you guys are absolutely destroying people left and right, which is awesome.
Quick question.
What do you got?
Have you ever sparred with McGregor, or has he ever got you in tits or anything?
Conor McGregor? Conor McGregor endorsed me to fight the person I was supposed to fight, and he also told Dana White that you might want to tell, who the person, because The person that was supposed to fight was training under Floyd Mayweather's camp. And Conor McGregor told him because he was from Ireland. He fought out of Ireland, but I'm, of course, in the United States. And, of course, this is just before Corona hit that this was supposed to happen. And when this all came about, you know, Conor McGregor told Dana White, and he actually told Floyd Mayweather's camp that if you thought this guy was joking, you better think again, mate, because I was dead serious. And Conor McGregor said, I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to piss him off. And that was pretty awesome to hear. He's actually really fun. Yeah. I get how it appears and stuff like that. I always, like you guys are, I am always respectful to everyone. And I always show respect to guys who have either been in there before me or guys who are doing the same level as me. And I view everyone who's doing the same thing I'm doing as a peer. I do what I can to pass it forward to the future generation because, you know, let's face it, after we're done with our thing, it's going to be you guys who carry our legacy, and it's going to be you guys who are going to be headlining UFC when me and Conor McGregor are sitting around watching you guys doing whatever it is. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Where were y'all training at?
I train out of Boston myself. I'm a New England guy, which is actually where my dojo was. I know, right?
That's cool.
Somewhat. But Conor McGregor and, you know, Ken Shamrock, Dan Pewter, all very beneficial and very development, you know, always, you know, on point. And, of course, you know, the guy who originally trained – well, not him. Let's face it, Chuck Norris, even though he, you know, kind of founded Chuck Hudo, he didn't train me per se. It was his model, and he did do a tournament here and there. And I've met him a couple of times. Wicked awesome guy. I mean, how many people can say they met Chuck Norris?
But, I know.
Yeah.
But in the same sense, being like I am, I always view everyone as equal. And even though I show a lot of respect to those guys, I view them as anyone else. Like, you know, that's how I treat everyone. I treat everyone with the same respect, you know, the F world way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I do things. And they respect that. It's always interesting whenever I hear like one of those kinds of people talking or using like, say, the F worlding or talking about something that I had talked to them about prior. I guess I got a sense of pride out of that. But whenever I heard that Conor McGregor told the person's training camp that this guy's not joking around, you might want to make sure he's actually ready. Because this is going to be an actual UFC sparring event. It wasn't going to be a boxing event. So,
Did the guy pull out?
He pulled out twice.
Oh, then he put up.
He pulled out twice.
Oh,
the first time was because of Corona. Everyone had to pull out. They had to postpone it because it was supposed to take place in 2020, but of course nothing happened in 2020. And then the agreement was once everything got all fine and everything started touring again, we would have this in 2021 in the summer. As one of the, again, it would have been an exhibition. It wouldn't be like a main event or anything. It would be an exhibition in the UFC thing. But he, again, all of a sudden he did like,
know.
Yeah,
so cool.
That's when he tricked with, McGregor's training camp told Mayweather's training camp that this guy's not joking around. When your boy goes to the ring and goes to the octagon, he's coming for him. And I guess whatever he said must have made him think twice about it, I guess. So he decided to go back to touring in his music, which, you know what, now that I think about it, I don't actually remember him actually going on tour, even though he was supposed to go on music tour that year, the person I was supposed to face.
Oh, damn.
Because he was supposed to go on tour. That was why he told Dana White he couldn't fight me. Cause the second time, that was when he had to bow, I'm going to be going on tour. I won't have time to train again.
I know.
I'm like, one of those deals. And I already know, I can tell when a person's just talking and, you know, but when I say something, it's going to be a thing. And, you know, that all took place because I don't like arrogance either. And if someone is kind of disrespectful to other people who I like or I'm respectful to, or if someone is disrespecting something or is unruly, then if someone has to do it, I guess I'm going to be that one because I'm also honest to a fault. You know what I mean? And I'm also someone who holds people at their word. And I don't believe in making empty things. Like if I say I'm going to fight someone, I'm going to show up. You better show up. You know, and basically Conor McGregor and all these guys told Mayweather's camp that, yeah, maybe our Canadian pop friend, maybe we shouldn't have him fight after all. So he was going to go on music tour, but now that I think about it, I don't remember him going on tour. But yeah. Anyway, backed out. That was the second time that I'm like, you know what? This kid obviously doesn't want to actually fight. So there's that. So I was sad because I was all ready to fight him, and then he backed out. But the good news is, since then, actually just recently, apparently there's been another YouTuber who's been fighting people in one of the UFC fights. So there's a chance that maybe I'll be facing them at some point instead. This person actually has shown up for fights, so we'll see. Also a YouTuber. Also just as obnoxious. So that's something I take for granted. Right? I do like to humble people. That is something I have always also enjoyed. It goes back to that, you know, when we talked about how you prepare for a fight and how you prepare for a match and how you prepare for an opponent, how they carry themselves. If they're respectful, yes. I'll be respectful to them. But if they're disrespectful or if they're arrogant, then all bets are off. I told you that. Yeah. What you got?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You don't know. Didn't cut me off. I'm listening.
What is it called? Were you talking about Mike the Truth?
Who I was going to fight? Or who I'm going to, who might want to fight me now?
Yeah, who might want to fight you now?
No, I was talking about a certain Paul who's been trying to get into the UFC.
What's his full name?
Well, Jake Paul, and then there was also Logan Paul, those two brothers. They're both trying to work out between themselves who wants to go in there because the other person I was supposed to fight, you know, has backed out every single time. He's not associated with them, by the way, but he's backed out every single time. And seeing how I called him the pop prince, I guess the Canadian pop prince, I guess that kind of gives us some hints there for a YouTuber who's a pop prince. You could probably figure out maybe. And that all took place because he challenged actor Tom Cruise, who I don't know if you guys ever watch movies, but do you guys watch movies? Probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I figured everyone does, but Tom Cruise
my
is
my favorite, like.
Yep. What you got?
My favorite, like, cartoon type, like, it's Batman, but he's not from the Avengers. What is he? DC? Yeah, he's from DC.
Justice League, Batman. Yep. One half of the dynamic duo. Yeah, I know a lot about comics, too. I'm very well-versed. And I've actually met several of them, which is awesome as well. The guys who portrayed Batman, which is cool. Which is also fun. Well, I get around places. You guys ever hear of Danny Trejo?
Who?
Danny Trejo, you ever heard of him?
No, sir.
No. Danny Trejo is probably most known for playing Machete in the Machete series. He's also a Hispanic actor. He's mostly known for being a tough guy in mostly all of his films. Machete is probably his biggest role. He was a boxer back in the day before even that. He was in Spy Kids and those movies. He did a lot of movies, actually. Danny Trejo has been around the block. When you get a chance,
are you talking
Google
about
Danny. He's an actor.
Danny Trejo?
Yeah, Danny Trejo. Yeah, I'm awful. My wife gets on me at that as well. My pronunciations of things. But yes, that is who I'm talking about.
He's in Blood In and Blood Out, right?
Yeah, he's been in a lot of movies. He's been a lot of things. He's in a lot of horror movies. He works with Rob Zombie, who's another good, another guy I know. He's good friends with my buddy Tyler Mane. Kane Hodder, a lot of those guys. We're all kind of in the same kind of clique, if that makes any sense. But I met Danny Trejo. I didn't get to tell you this because I didn't see you, but or talk to you yet. But since I had you on the show, I actually was able to talk to Danny Trejo at one of the events that I work at. And I told him about a lot of these, you know, people on my YouTube show. And he knows about my YouTube show because he watches it, along with a lot of other people do too. And he said that, you know, I asked him, I said, these are the guys who are doing, you know, I told him about the people like you guys who are doing the, you know, martial arts and all these things. He goes, I wouldn't want to step in the ring with these guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank Danny Trejo. He's the one that said it. I mean. But I do. I mean, I talk a lot of brother praise about you guys like you because I have a lot of respect there. But the stuff that you guys put in, the work ethic people like you guys put in, is resonating with people all over the place. So, oh, no worries. I don't know if you saw it. A number of weeks ago on YouTube, I had read some emails because I get emails all the time from people who watch my YouTube our YouTube show. And people are always asking me questions about various different things. And you know, I've been getting all these emails like ridiculously. So on a couple weeks ago on YouTube, I read some of them on the YouTube channel from some of the fans talking about the various different things. And I don't know if you guys heard it, but you guys actually have quite a bit of a fan base. Did you guys know that you have a fan? You probably know you guys have a fan base. You must, right?
No.
Well, now you do. If you go back on YouTube, there was a video I made where I read these emails on, it was me personally, not my YouTube me. It was me. And I read out the emails that I get. So just a couple of them from people talking about the various different people on our show, what the show means for them, how inspirational it is, how they find it enduring. A lot of brothers, like people who watch our show, I know a lot of people said that they got a lot of, you know, inspiration there where they, you know, I'm always fighting with my brother. I wish I could team up with a brother. Like these guys get along so well and things like that there. And I know that one of the emails I read, they mentioned you guys particularly out of Texas, you know, saying that you guys are like the Texas Pride and you guys should be the, you guys should change the name to the Texas Rangers. I said, I'd have to talk to them. I think the Mina Boys is kind of the best that they got there, but that's just kind of part of the, you know, the stuff that I have to endure on my end of things that you guys don't get to see a lot. So
we're going to look it up.
Yeah, go on. Well, you go on my YouTube. You go on YouTube, like always. If you go to my YouTube page, which I'm sure you guys are already subscribed to me, because, I mean.
Oh, yeah, we're subscribed.
So if you go on there, you go back a couple of weeks ago, it's me personally, and my physical form is me, not Jazz Fitness, because he took over my TV, my thing, too. That's my character, by the way, not me. But I was actually on the show and I read out the emails as me for you, not just for you guys. Well, it was for you guys because I thought it was important that everyone who's on a roster knows that, one, we thank the fans for always watching us, but also for you guys, people like you guys who are inspiration to all these people and people you probably didn't even know were always cheering for you guys. And I get emails from all over the place about a lot of people, and you know, and that's why I thought it was important to read some of those emails in that video.
Thank you so much. That was so cool.
Oh, no worries. It's your work, not mine. I just build you. That's all I do. And you guys are probably one of the easiest people to work with because you guys tell me how to make you guys, which is awesome. It gives me all the tools I need. But seeing how we've been sitting here for a while, we haven't talked about it. So, you know, how often do you guys watch your matches on the show? And since, I think before last time you were on the show, Henry, you didn't even make an appearance yet, right? Wasn't that when I was thinking about having you, right? So now, since then, you've been, you and your younger brother there, just as dangerous as you are, in a ring, as he's proven. Now, since then, you guys, what is it like for you guys to see yourselves, one, as a cartoon form, beating all these people up, and what is that like for you guys?
It's so cool. I love watching.
I really like the double team.
Yeah, the double team is so cool with the ladder. When they climb up the ladder, that was so cool.
Oh, man. You know, I did a thing just in this, I think it was like January, I did like a special thing where I had people call into this show, and people who have been on the show who are also on the YouTube show. And I said, well, let's do a watch along. And one of the matches we watched was the ladder match where you guys were in there with the other three tag, the other two tag team champions at that time.
Yeah.
Which was interesting because one of the other tag teams were actually watching the match, was one of the teams watching and calling the match as whatnot. And what a match. Well, one thing I learned doing the show is when anytime I'm going to do a ladder match where there's going to be more than one team involved, it's always going to be main event because it's too long of a match to do that. Because that's also why I decided I needed a co-host to help me because a lot of action to call by myself.
Yeah.
That's because of you guys being entertaining as you guys are. So you guys like your ladder matches,
so much.
I'm guessing,
Thank
huh?
you.
You're welcome.
Yes, I love those.
Yeah.
So now...
I love how you, like...
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I love how they throw each other on the floor and kick each other. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, you also know that I have no control over any of that, right? I think I've established that by now. Hopefully, everyone knows that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, that's one thing about our show that's different than a lot of other people who try to do what I've been, that we've been doing, I've been doing and whatnot, is that the work, that whoever wins is because the system decides they deserve to win. I don't control any of that. And I'll tell you, if I did, there's probably a lot more different outcomes in some matches. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I'm curious what it is for you guys. I had a guest on the show last night. Who talked about, from a female perspective, what it's like to, for her to watch herself. When you watch yourselves, what goes through your minds? Like, what do you think about when you guys watch these? Because you guys aren't wrestling
fans.
I know. It is exciting. I know.
Yes. Awesome. And when I watch myself, I'm very grateful. And to have you, like, make the cartoon character. And I also love how you have the Mena Boys in the back. Of my geek.
You have to. That's who you guys are. Actually, I wish I had that in different colors because one of the big, you probably know this because you compete. You know, geese come in various different colors, but if for some reason the people who we have who also train and do these things seem to have like the same kind of colors, which is why I want to make sure people know, like, you know, I try to separate it by, you know, gi color. Like you guys, you know, usually Henry's in black and Hiro's in blue. Hiro's in blue. Don't worry, Hiro. I guess I'm not going to mispronounce your name ever again. I promise you. I guess. but if it makes you feel any better, Hiro is a hero to many people. I'm just saying. If you look at it that way.
Thank you.
And also the other thing to know is not only do, you know, people want, like I said, the emails we got, people telling us on a regular basis, I get about not just you guys, but everybody. One thing you should know is there are a lot of people who watch the show for, you know, people like yourselves and everybody else. So, you know, it's good to know that you have, you know, people out there who do respect a lot of what you guys do. So that should be respected to you guys. That's your work ethic. So good job.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And I'm only as good as building you guys.
You try
as much
to inspire people.
And you do. And you do. I mean, you're the Talonet Tag Team Champions currently, and that was since you won the tag team titles back in the day. Now, out of curiosity, there's two questions here for you. Have you guys had a favorite match so far? And if you guys were to pick a team you'd want to face, who would it be? And then have you watched every other match, or you guys just watched all your stuff, out of curiosity?
Well, I've watched a lot of our stuff. I just like watching me a lot. I don't know why. I just love it. But my favorite match would be
the ladder.
The ladder one, the tag team where me and my brother go against them. And
yeah, that was.
you did the Mason, right? You did Mason.
Mason.
The kid?
I have a few Masons.
Yes.
Which Mason? There's two Masons.
Oh well, you could just put two Masons, and I want to go against them with me and my brother.
Well, boy, do I got some news for you.
Okay, wait. Wait, do you have Conor McGregor on there? Like
Conor McGregor, the fighter?
Yeah.
I did have him, yeah. You don't remember what happened?
I want to go against him and Bruce Lee. Remember how I went against not Bruce Lee. I didn't go against him, but remember how I went against Bruce?
You went against his cousin, yeah. His cousin, what was his name?
Yeah.
I don't remember. against Bruce Lee's cousin, yeah. And we all know how that ended up. That was your debut, I think. That was a long time
yes,
ago.
Yes, I won that one.
Okay, so Connor, let's pick another one.
Connor and him.
Ooh, Connor and...
Bruce Lee, by the way, is a Hall of Famer now, by the way. we've inducted him. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame a couple years ago. But I'm sure...
Could we
ask him first. You have to ask.
Do you have Canelo, the fighter, the Mexican fighter?
I could pretty much get and build whoever I need. I remember I can build people just as much as I can get them. On me. But there's a two-part question here.
Did you do Canelo and Connor?
I could probably do that. I could also do probably BJ Penn and Connor. I could do Floyd Mayweather and Connor. I could do Connor.
Oh, yeah, Floyd Mayweather.
I could do Connor and Khabib. Oh, man, the memories there.
Oh,
that would be,
yeah,
it'd be something. I could do
Batman and Robin.
I could also do Batman and Robin. I mean, I have all kinds of endless possibilities.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, that was a good one. Batman and Robin to get that.
I'll tell you, there's
yeah,
one
that
team
would be
that I put you guys in a tag team match one time, and I was actually legitimately worried that you guys were going to get hurt, even though it's fake. I put you guys in a match with Doomsday and Bane. They're known as the Horror Connect. They're known as World's End.
On our show,
because I know you guys are just new to the show, but since my son and I started the show years ago, Doomsday and Bane, the World's End, have been one of the most dominant tag teams of all time, except when they faced they faced the Mina Boys.
Yes, excuse me, sir.
That put into that. Yes, sir. What do they got?
I was going to look that video up right now because I missed that video. I didn't see that video. So what was it called? So I know to look it up.
You guys in the World's End? Well, that was a long time ago, to be honest. I don't remember. It was a long time. You've also retired people since then and whatnot. Do you guys know that you guys are on the Tuesday night roster? Did you guys know that?
Oh, no.
Well, the fun – see, when I got to do software, I basically was able to do exactly what I was supposed to do. And, just because of timing or whatever, basically, whenever wrestling is on television, we're supposed to be on YouTube doing our own show. I'm going to have our shows up on YouTube whenever wrestling's on television. That's actually how the show is supposed to work right now. You guys are on the Tuesday night show because you're the Telenet Tag Team Champions. The reason why is because the social media champion for both the men and the women are there. You guys are the Telenet Tag Team Champions, which is a combination of both the TV and the internet tag team. So together, that's the Telenet Tag Team titles. And
that's so cool.
You guys are part of like the showmanship kind of a thing, even though you're one of the most dominant martial artists ever. You guys are on that show because you guys are telling that tag team champions. Why change what's not broken? But that in the last, I mean, you guys were a big part of the break, well, not breakup, but I don't know if you watched. Did you see the last show we did?
No, sir.
Well, actually, you guys played a part of a major part of our show on our first show on Tuesdays. I have a co-host, JoJo the Model Sebastian. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him, but he's a model. He's actually your age. He's closer to you guys' age. And he's a model out of Florida, actor model. And he has a lot of respect for you guys, too, by the way. He doesn't think anybody's going to beat you anytime soon. So kudos from a person your age who's not an MMA fighter. But he is trained in karate, by the way, but not, you know, whatnot. But he has a lot of respect for you guys, just so you know. But he's also been a guest on the show as well, and he was one of the people watching the watch-along when you guys had that ladder match, which he was like, I can't believe they're doing that. But anyway, that being said...
What is it called?
The last show
we...
Yes, sir. What do you got? When was that match?
What is it called? I'm subscribed to your YouTube channel, and I have the notifications on, but for some reason I'm not getting the notifications when you post a new video.
Oh, that's weird. Well, I could send you, if you want, I could send you that last one if you want. I can send you on, what, Instagram?
Yes,
is that what you want me to? I'll send you the last show because what happened was we had a show, the first show we had on Tuesday that went live. Unfortunately, we had to pull it because there was a technical issue, so we had to pull that one. But the new issue, the newest edition is there, and actually, technically, you guys were on there twice because you played a part in one of the major issues or one of the major storylines that kind of just happened. Again, we don't control anything, so we don't know what's – I don't know what's going to happen when it happens, but basically, you guys are responsible for a breakup of two cousins, but that's okay. And then you guys, after that, because you defeated them, obviously – then you guys had to actually defend on this past Saturday, that episode when that was for Tuesday, and you guys defended against the Hollywood Fitness, which was Macaulay Culkin and Tony Fitness, who's a bodybuilder from the UK. Culkin, of course, is the actor from, you know, Home Alone and so forth. He's part of the heel group known as Hollywood Fitness. You guys beat them. And also, because they lost, now they leave Tuesday nights because that's what happens. But, yeah, I can send that to you because that's the current thing up there right now. But what I wanted to tell you guys or let you guys know is we're going to be doing – I asked people about a martial art tournament. You know, I have all these talented people on the roster who are trained like you guys in jiu-jitsu and martial arts and boxing and so forth. Now, two-part question.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing this tournament very soon. It's probably going to happen in June, I'm thinking. It's an all-out martial art tournament. It's open to all of our roster across all of our shows, which means anyone on our shows who is trained in martial arts of some kind are going to be facing each other at some point. And, of course...
My birthday is June 3rd.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Interesting stuff. Well, maybe we'll have to plan it around that time. You know, back in the day, I used to set the shows up to show up on the 4th, or the 4th, the 14th, the 24th was when I originally used to do the shows. Now it's supposed to be a weekly event. But I can let you know, and now that I'm talking to you guys live right now, and this is obviously people have been knowing, I've been hinting at it, we are doing an open martial art tournament featuring all of our trained competitors. But that's a singles tournament. And we don't go by weight classes. We go by whoever's drawn out of the jar of fate. And the jar of fate, in hindsight, is just literally, it's a Tupperware jar. Everyone's name gets thrown in it. And whoever I pull out is who faces each other. Now, two parts to that. The people who are going to be part of this are people who you've probably seen throughout these real-life events. And also yourselves. Because you guys are also trained in martial arts and so forth. Two-part question.
Yeah.
One, which one of you is going to win the whole tournament? Or are you guys going to win the tournament?
Yeah.
You guys think you're going to win the whole tournament? Do you guys know who's involved in the tournament?
Yes, I think me. Wait, who is involved in the tournament?
Everyone on our show who has been trained in martial arts, which a lot of people you've met throughout the way. A lot of people on our show, you've seen them, you've competed against in real life. In real life, you've seen them. Of course, on the video game form, not so much. But this is going to be one time where everyone's going to be competing against each other. So brothers against brothers. And it could be, again, I have no control over anything. I'm just going to draw the names out. And because it's done the same way as everything else, it's going to be under MMA rules. Do you guys know what those are for our show anyway?
Yeah. Well, I don't know the rules, but I know what not to do. Like, poke out the eyes or something.
Yes, sir.
Are you able to, like, add moves to our characters or, like, make them faster?
Of course.
Or, like, boxing skills better?
Oh, you are?
For the most part.
Okay, well, so if I send you a video
only of certain things, only certain, like, it depends. But, yeah, if you send me whatever it is you want, like some type of demonstration of what it is you want me to do, I can probably get it close to it.
Yeah.
But I need to see, I'm a visual person, so if I can see it, I can probably do it. Or I can get them close to it. Because you guys are submission people, you guys have that. You guys are
We can submit people?
You guys are kind of, well, the way we do our MMA tournaments is kind of like this. It's three rounds, basically best of three. It's a three-point series. So basically it's a two out of three. The only ways you can get the points is by knockout or submission. That's how we've always done our MMA rules. And it's also done instead of it's also done in the cage that surrounds the entire ring. It encloses the entire ring. So it's basically like an octagon, only a square.
Yeah.
And then again,
one thing,
I mean,
real, Bob.
What's that?
Sorry. One thing that I also love of what I do is I love how I do the guillotine midair, and I'm just like hanging, you know.
Yeah, that's one of your go-tos. And Hyro has that spin kick that he has that knocked several people out. And he also has the rear naked choke that he's been using. See, I see a lot more than you guys do because I watch the shows more.
The reason I was asking about that is because we've been boxing since 5 and 4.
Yep. I can pretty much, if you can show me the kinds of things you want to do for a moveset, I can probably get close to it. Because, again, the game's going to have probably some other name for it, but I'll find close to it. Technically, when I did pro wrestling, I used one of the moves I actually did in the freestyle tournaments, which we all know now, turned into Muay Thai, which is the Black Rose. I did the Black Rose in real life, and in wrestling, I still use it. And it's actually, to be honest, it's never been defeated. But on our show, it's also not been defeated. By the way, I'm not involved in the tournament, just to let you, if that makes you feel any better. Sean Jesse is not involved in the open MMA tournament. I'm going to sit this one out, let everyone else have fun.
Because if you were in it, you just win.
But there's a lot, but I mean, it's an open MMA tournament for the most part, and it's mostly you guys. But you saying you want some boxing added to your mix as well? Is that what you're trying to say? Did I lose you?
Sorry. Robin,
no worries.
Say it again, please.
I was asking what moves you wanted to see. Oh, no worries. What are you guys eating? Anything good?
Oh, yes. I was eating ice cream.
Oh, ice cream's good.
I mean ice cream. So say it again.
Oh, I was wondering what moves you guys wanted to have added. Like, what are the moves you guys wanted to add?
Wait, you want us to send you a video?
Yes. Can we send you a video, please?
Can you send me a video? Yeah, if you could send me something that I can see, I can get it close to it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I have to actually
have
to see it. Do you know what I mean? No worries. I mean, the reason I can get your cause to look as close as possible because I literally kind of take the picture and kind of get it to match as best as I can. Sometimes it's better than others. I try to get as good as I can. But I am, you know, one of the things I'm going to be doing even better is if you've noticed, there's going to be actual you guys as renders or people in general, the actual renders of themselves rather than the computer image when it goes to the versus thing.
Yeah.
You guys seen that? Well, that's something new that they've added. So instead of having like the computer version of Henry and Hyro, it's going to be the you guys against whoever it is in their human form or whatever, right? Their system did that for me. That's one of the additions things that they gave. So that's something I'm working
on. Cool.
But I also figured out I can actually do the cards myself, so which is what are up there now. But if you guys can send me the various different moves you want to see, I can obviously get something close to it. I can tell you there are a lot of moves you guys do that probably don't get seen because you guys are in a tag team for right now. So
yeah.
You know, as a tag team, you can only do so much, you know, because you guys got to split up, beating people up and hurting people. Actually, then again, some of you guys, I know how it is to compete with your brothers, especially when it comes to you guys, because I know there are times when Hyro likes to, you know, take the entire match, and there's times Henry doesn't want to tag out. I get it. You know, you get in that zone and you want to take the win. But, you know, you guys did good.
Yeah.
And actually, I do encourage you guys to go, I'll send it to you if you guys can't find it. But the last show that I put out from this past Saturday that went up, it's JoJo and Jazz's Wrestling Extravaganza Episode 2. That's up there right now. And I encourage you guys to go
look
that
up right now.
Because you guys are on there twice. You guys are part of the storyline between the two cousins.
So there's that, and you can see that tag team unity. And then you guys defended the tag titles against, like, as I said, Hollywood Fitness. And seeing how you guys know that you're the current reigning champions, you know how that worked out. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get my phone right now. Can you please tell me the name again? Hold on, though. Hold on.
Excuse me. Yes, sir.
In the upcoming tournament that you said was in June that you were going to do?
Yep.
Are we able to pick who we're going to fight? Or is it just, like, random?
I'm going to be putting everyone's name in the jar of fate. And I'm going to basically draw out everyone.
So
that way there it's fair. You know what I mean? Because if I just pick whoever faces who, then you know what I mean? So I've often found when I just draw the names out randomly, it kind of works out better that way. Especially like, because it's also kind of fun too, because you don't know who's going to face who. I've been part of, I'm sure you guys have been there when they've done tournaments where you don't know who you're going to face. You just kind of draw random people. Then again, I've also been the ones where you specifically had that fight and you had that person as well. And I can tell you there are people involved in this tournament you guys have faced in real life who are going to be part of the tournament who are also on the show. And I'm curious, what that's going to be like for you to face these guys again. And two, what would happen if it comes down to them Mina Boys one-on-one? How's that going to work out? Yes, sir.
What's the? Oh wait.
The YouTube. Which one?
What's the name of the video?
Oh, for the YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, if you go to the YouTube page, which you know what? Now that you say that, I'm probably going to look at my YouTube to tell you, make sure you got the right one, since we're doing that, which is right next to me, so I don't have to go far.
We're on your page. Right now.
Yep. Oh, I gotcha.
On YouTube.
Well, if you do that, if you go to this past Saturday's date and you go to JoJo and Jazz's Wrestling Extravaganza, episode 2, I can tell you when exactly that is. Yep, it's right here. It was posted 4 days ago. It's on my thing.
This is JoJo and Jazz's Wrestling Extravaganza episode 2.
That's the one. See how long that is? That's because we called the action in one show. He's my co-host on Tuesday, so we called that match.
Yeah.
And again, you guys are part of both the storyline between two other people and your own, so you're on there technically twice. So you know.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
What was your question again?
For me? What do you mean? What question? Oh, I was wondering when the tournament goes and when it comes down to it, because we always have that thing where, again, if it's a singles tournament, we're only going to have one champion, one winner of the ultimate thing. So I'm curious if it came down to it in Hyro and Henry, who's going to win and how's that going to be for you guys? Have you guys ever competed against each other? Have you guys ever competed against each other in an actual tournament or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have. And how has that done?
Not too good for my brother.
My brother's one.
Well,
one time I gave him a chance and we did rock, paper, scissors like twice and I won every single time.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, that's him in there, but in the video game form, he's defeated people 7 times bigger than him. Henry's got Henry. I don't know. I'm just saying. It should be fun, though, right? In other words, if it comes down to it, you guys aren't going to actually take gripes against each other, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, because if it comes down to it, it could very well come down to Henry versus Hero, because, if it's a singles tournament... And then you're also going to be competing. You could possibly be competing against people you've faced before. And that's why I kind of asked if you guys have a pretty good rapport with people you guys compete against. Or, you know, I mean, I get the whole, you know, that's a good sportsmanship too thing. And I'm also a person who has sportsmanship. When I'm competing against someone, there's nothing personal or whatever. Because, I mean, we always have those personal ones too. But
when I'm just competing against someone who I barely know or there's nothing personal there, I'll shake their hand beforehand, and that'll also help me kind of gear towards how this person's going to be. Because to be honest with you, that's also part of my thing. How are they going to be?
Yeah.
If they're going to shake my hand, then at least I know they have respect. If they're not going to shake my hand, then that'll tell me what kind of a fighter I'm going to have. But I'm just curious, you know, the people we have in this tournament are also on the show. Do you know the other people who are on the show? I mean, I know you say guys watch your stuff, but are you familiar with any of the other people who we have?
Yeah, we have. You have Mason the Hammer, right?
We do have the Hammer.
And Italian Ripper. Yeah, we faced him.
What was that like?
We go against the Italian Ripper. He's from Florida.
Wait, no. A fate of draw or something like that. He puts it all in one bowl and, I guess, puts it up.
So hopefully I go against him.
Mason the Hammer you're talking about?
No,
it's Italian Ripper. Reaper or something like that.
Oh.
Ripper.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
We actually did see the JoJo and Jazz wrestling episode 2.
Yeah, we liked that one, actually.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so you did see yourselves, right? Because it's two
matches. No. The one with the Aladdin.
Oh, that was way back when.
The commentary. The JoJo one.
Yep. Oh, you're talking about this show? Okay. You're talking about the YouTube show, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure because there's several different things. Yeah. Yes. He's my co-host on Tuesday, so he called the action with me for that. He actually called the one for the first time too, but unfortunately because of technical issues, that episode was lost. But in episode 2, we had to kind of revisit what happened in 1, which is why you're on there twice. So technically, we had to show people what happened in the first match, what happened in that tag team match that kind of sparred from something. Wasn't necessarily about you guys. It was just you guys happened to be facing the cousins who, you know, the show, in, the storyline actually is facing is around, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Did you watch that match? Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, if you're watching it now, you probably see it now. But
Yes. We've seen the cousins.
Yeah, because the cousins, Christian and Christopher Convery, are actual cousins in real life, and they are both actors.
Yeah.
And they both do train in martial arts, by the way, I'm just saying. But if you watch that match, Christopher actually didn't get involved as much, so basically it was you guys beating Christian by himself at one point, if you watch, which is why, and again, we don't pick anything, we had no control over anything, it was just something that just kind of happened, so.
Yeah.
That's what that, and then you guys defended the tag titles against Macaulay Culkin and Tony Fitness, so that was on the same show that just came out on Saturday, so. When you watch, that's a long show.
Man,
it's
really bugging me. I'm going to have to refresh it because I really want to see these because it's not giving me the notifications for some reason, even though I have it on.
Well,
yeah.
I can send them to you if I have to also so you make sure you get them. Just let me know.
Yes, please.
This weekend, I'm actually planning on doing a mega show. You guys, that tournament's not going to happen probably till June because I want to make sure everything's there on. I'm actually contemplating if I should draw the names. Like I was debating about if I should draw the names live on YouTube, live on this show, or on Instagram because everyone involved in the tournament would be on either one of those places if they follow. That would be you guys as well. So
I'm gonna ask my parents if they could fix it for me.
Well, I mean, it happens. I don't know how that tech stuff works. It's no big deal. If I have to send it, I have to send it. No big deal. It might be also because for the shows, because of YouTube's algorithm, which is a big word for, you know, to make sure everyone can watch it or not, because it's not necessarily a kids show necessarily, because it might be a video game, but because there's fighting involved and because there's so many other things, I mean, when you guys fight, you guys fight. I mean, let's face it, that ladder match is brutal. So because of that, I have to set the matches and those shows to mature. So if you're not getting a notification, could be because if you have like a young account or whatever, it might block that because of that reason. Of course, because I have to set it as a mature audience because it's not necessarily educational, even though it is inspirational. I know a lot of people of all ages watch our show. I have to set up as a mature audience is because it's not educational, and I also don't want, you know, I know a lot of people watch our show anyway, and let's face it, mature or, you know, it doesn't really matter. People are going to watch it regardless. It's a very popular show. It's been popular for a long time. But
yeah,
that's just how it works. But I'm going to guess that it might have to do with that, maybe, because I have to set it up as that way. But I can send that to you, and then you'll have them. Or I can let you know when they're
up. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You guys, for the most part, would be on Tuesday nights because that's kind of the show you guys have been drafted to. Actually, the same way as I did everything else, threw you guys out of the hat as a team. But in the tournament in June, again, it won't be till June, so you guys have some time. But I'm curious how you guys – I'm curious if there's people on the show or on our thing you'd be worried about. Like, who do you think would be your toughest opponents? Even though they're going to be video game form, they are kind of like themselves in real life, too. You guys are brutal in real life, just like your video game characters. So kind of like that, right?
I think because Bane and them are going to be on there, too, right?
Nope, Bane is not, because Bane's not a martial artist in real life. He's not real. The people involved in this tournament are actual real people.
It's gonna be... Okay. Well, I feel like my toughest opponent would probably be my brother because we roll against each other and he's a hard opponent in real life.
I think that's probably going to be the case. I'm just curious what that's going to be like for you guys being brothers to sit there and watch yourselves beat each other up. You guys going to be okay with watching yourselves?
Yeah.
I beat him all the time.
No, you don't. Stop playing.
That's awesome. I remember how these works. Taking away the martial art things, you know, speaking on the brother thing, what else do you guys do as brothers that a lot of people probably would be surprised about hearing about? Like, outside of the martial arts and the sports, what else do you guys enjoy doing that a lot of people can either understand or maybe things that people never heard before?
No one really knows, but when we were littler, we used to do it every day. We used to bike ride everywhere with my dad and my brother. And, we just bike ride everywhere that we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and we also go through the trails now sometimes. But it's not every day like we used to, though. But, it was really fun. No one really knows about that.
Yeah.
Now, is that because of Corona? You guys are afraid of getting sick? Or is that just because you guys don't like leaving? Or what is that for? Or you don't live in a nice area? What is that pertaining to?
Well, mainly because of Corona, we really don't want to be around too many people, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people who go there, too.
Oh, absolutely. I understand. I get that. I mean, all too well. I mean, I pro wrestling, for example, and a lot of sporting events are similar to that. They had to stop everything and figure out how they could do things safely. How can you have so many people involved without someone getting sick?
Yeah.
And in the early stages, people were getting sick. I have friends of mine who got sick. I know people your age who do these combat sports who got sick. So I get these things do happen. But all honesty, things like that have been going on since the beginning of time because even before this existed, you know, there was always someone who would go to a gym or whatever and they'd bring something back. And, of course, if you have a household, there's a lot of people in it. It's only a matter of time until it goes to everybody. That's just something. Me, myself, I've never been sick with it, knock on wood. I've done a pretty good job, one, avoiding going places I shouldn't, also wearing my mask if I have to. I'm also vaccinated.
Yeah.
I am in a business where I have to be around a lot of people now. I work in film. I work in I do a lot of that. I work with a lot of that kind of stuff. I still do a lot of I do a lot of presentations where I talk to a lot of schools. I talk to people about the anti-bullying stuff that I do. So I have to be around a lot of people. So I had to get vaccinated and whatnot. And I work at these pop culture conventions, like the Comic Cons and stuff. I work with a lot of those. So I see a lot of people.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Sometimes. It's just, you know, what I do. I just hang around with, you know, people who are heard of. No big deal. Like, that's how I know Danny Trejo and people like that. Do you guys ever seen Scooby-Doo the movie?
Yeah, I've seen them when I was little, though. I've seen the movie when I was little.
Matthew Lillard is somebody who I'm going to see in August, in fact, at one of these events. He is the guy who plays Shaggy in the movie Scooby-Doo. Mm-hmm. He was also in Scream, but, yeah. I meet a lot of people. But they're just, you know, like everybody else, people. But these are also people who watch us on a regular basis, who watch you guys, who are inspired by you guys. So you guys are doing great stuff, and it's nice to hear. So Hyro, when you see Henry doing all the stuff he's doing and you're doing your stuff, do you look up to Henry, or are you saying, oh, someday I want to be better than Henry? How does that work as a brother's perspective?
Someday I want to be better than him.
And Henry, what do you think of Hyro saying he's going to be better than you someday?
My thing is, how is he going to be better than me if I'm going to be the best in the world?
That's awesome. I could think of several movies that have this very concept that I think you guys should watch. It would be great. But anyway, that's cool stuff. And now, speaking of, because we know you guys are young and stuff like that. Now, outside of, you know, UFC, is that pretty much what you guys watch, is the UFC, or do you guys watch any other television shows, movies, or what else do you guys do that people know about?
Well, our life is basically revolved. I think that's the word. I don't know. Revolved around UFC. So all we do is either play the game UFC for, or we watch UFC. We don't really watch anything except boxing, UFC. We play the game UFC, and we'll play like shooting games on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah?
We just work out and everything.
And mostly when we watch movies, it's about like competitive, like sports, boxing,
fighting, mm-hmm. inspirational, motivation.
Did you guys watch Cobra Kai? And what are your thoughts on Cobra Kai? If you did,
no, I don't know what it is, but it just don't catches my attention. I don't know.
Yeah,
I watched an episode or two with my cousins though.
Yeah, I can answer that for you because I know what that's like, actually, because I grew up in the era of the Karate Kid, the original. It's because a lot of people, when they think of martial art, they automatically think that's what martial art is. And you, doing the actual work, who actually knows what it's like to do these various martial arts, knows what it's like to train, knows what's always involved with it, knows it's complete made-up nonsense. It's not real at all, right? Am I correct?
Yeah.
And when I grew up in the 80s, which is when I was competing against a lot of people, automatically we go to, oh, okay, Daniel-san, let's see your karate kick. And I'm like, my name's not Daniel-san. And I would, to be honest with you, back in the day, I actually despised that movie because when anybody would ever hear you did any kind of karate, that would be the go-to. Okay, Karate Kid. That would be the first thing they'd go to is they'd call you Daniel-san or the Karate Kid. And you yourself, who's done the work and whatnot, know that it's completely made up. Like, I always, as a younger person watching Karate Kid, I think when the first one came out, I was maybe 5 or 6. And he basically trained for like 3 weeks to clean the guy's house, and he became a black belt somehow. And I'm like, you don't get a black belt by painting someone's house. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of people who don't do these things automatically think of that. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people, you know, are quick to make an assumption about something without actually having to do it, which is why where hate comes from, why people are always quick to say, oh, this is not good, this is tough, and blah, 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 right? I'm going to guess. I mean, that might not be your answer. That might not be why. Maybe you don't like the story writing. It's not riveting it enough, or maybe it's because you don't like the actors themselves. But I, being someone who's competed in, you know, the sports and knowing a lot about the, you know, the arts involved, I'm going to have to say it probably has to do with the fact that as someone who's actually done the work, you might be a little jaded and you might be like, that's not how that works. And you're constantly, you know, picking at it more so than enjoying it. Like, that's not real. That's not real.
That's fake.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's so true, because one time I saw this movie, I forgot what the movie was called, but this girl, right, was in someone's guard, and she did this, like, I mean, oh, no, my bad. She was in a triangle, right? You know what that is? The triangle choke?
Of course. Of course.
Yes. Uh-huh. And, she just did a high-rose favorite, by the way.
That's one of High-Rose's favorite moves in our show, so just saying.
What is it called? Well, she did, like, a cartwheel, and she just automatically got out of it. And I'm like, me and my dad and my brother just looked at each other like, yeah, I wish it was that easy to come out of a triangle.
Yeah, see, that's what
Have you ever
mean.
Watched It Man?
Have I seen which one?
Oh, yeah.
It Man.
When he goes against Mike Tyson, that was crazy.
Yeah. It Man number 5, right?
Or no, 3. It was 3 or 4.
I lose track of a lot of those. There's so many of those different things. There's just too many of them to keep track of. I don't know which one's which, to be honest. I've seen a bunch of those. I don't know which one's which, but I can understand.
What's your favorite, like, fighting
movie?
Yeah.
What's my favorite fighting movie? What's my favorite, most realistic one? Because I'm a movie guy, too, remember. I've actually made films, because there's two different things. Let's see. I'm trying to think. What's a good fighting? You know what? I'm gonna tell you. I'll tell you a good fighting movie. One of my favorite movies is Cinderella Man. It's a boxing movie.
Cinderella Man.
Yeah, I see. I know you've never heard of it, huh?
I'll look that up right now.
Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man is called, and it's about a boxer named Jim Braddock. Jim's J. Braddock. He was a boxer out of New Jersey, and he was boxing at the time of the Great Depression. That's how long ago it was. And it talks
about...
Oh, the
Great Depression? That's what it's like.
Well, it's set in that time. He's a very old boxer. He's a real boxer.
Oh.
It's based on a true story, which, I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of drawn more to the true stories, even if they're completely made up, not as accurate. But, I mean, this one's pretty good. It has Russell Crowe in it. You know who Russell Crowe is? Russell Crowe is a gladiator.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's one of those actors a lot of people like to, you know, think they know a lot about, and he's really not as bad as people make him out to be. But he was in The Gladiator. He won a bunch of Oscars back in the day. But he played Jim's J. Braddock. He was a boxer set in the Great Depression days. I really like that movie. I think it talks a lot of great – it has a lot of great family value in it. It also has very it's inspirational, but also kind of heartbreaking at the same time, because, you know, here's this guy who was a very successful boxer. Then the Depression hit, and it was hard for him to even find work to feed his wife and family. And it talks about the hardships that boxers have and how the kind of the boxing commission runs your life and all these other things. Really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorites, talking about the UFC and boxing, is a movie called, I want to make sure I got it right. I want to say Gladiator,
Gladiator is a good one.
I think it might have been the Gladiator, but it was the two brothers. They were brothers. It was with, they were both huge. It was with, he played Bane and Venom at the same time. What was his name? But anyway.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
It was him and I think it was Chad and Shane or something. Warrior. Yeah, that's it. That was a good movie.
Yeah,
that
movie's
really
the
best. Because that's huge, and I can, you know, that's awesome. I like that one. I was in a few of the movies, like around this area that were made. I was in the movie The Fighter as an extra, of course. But I was there when they filmed The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale was in that. It was about I don't know why he did such a horrible job, because Mark Wahlberg's from Boston, but he played Mickey Ward. That's right, boxer Mickey Ward, and that was The Fighter. That was also based on a true story,
cool.
And it was set out of Lowell. I was on set when they filmed. That was interesting.
that was so cool.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do you like scary movies?
I do. I like every movie. I'm not going to lie to you. I like pretty much everything. If it's good, I'm also a very tough film critic as well. So it has to be good. But yeah, go ahead.
do you have a favorite scary movie?
Are you trying to do Ghostface right now? Is that a real question? You're trying to do the thing from Scream. Do you like scary movies?
No, no.
Okay, cool.
No, that's a real question. Like,
I like every movie, but as far as my favorite horror movie, oh man,
yeah.
Too many. You know, horror movies don't scare me.
I like Conjuring.
Which one?
Conjuring.
Oh, I know The Conjuring.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm not going to lie to you. I like Wait, you guys are into that kind of stuff too?
Yeah.
No kidding. You guys don't strike me as horror fans, but that's awesome. That's awesome. And whatnot. But Conjuring is a good one. I liked Insidious. One of the things I liked about Insidious is if you actually watch all of the movies and how they really do a good job intertwining every movie that's in the series into everything. Unlike other movies I've seen that has multiple storylines and multiple components, Insidious really is one of those movies you literally do have to pay attention to every single thing because something is going to make sense towards the end. And I really liked Insidious.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, Patrick Wilson is in both. He's a star of both Insidious and in The Conjuring. Patrick Wilson plays Ed Warren, and he plays the father in Insidious. Really good actor. Yes, sir.
Sorry to cut you off, but I'm going to go to the restroom. My brother's going to stay here real quick. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, no worries. I get it. We've been there. I get it. It's cool. me and Hyrule will talk about horror movies while he's gone. What is your favorite horror movie?
Mine,
right?
Insidious is a good one. I've seen like two or like one.
Yeah. Okay.
But I would say I would probably say The Conjuring. The It is a good one, but...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
would say
that.
The Conjuring.
I appreciate you liked It, considering I was one of the people who recommended half the people to be in the movie yet. I appreciate that. In fact, if you watch on Friday night, my co-host on Friday night, who's also been on our show for a long time, but oddly enough, he just found out recently he's been on our show, Jackson Robert Scott. Do you know who that is?
No, sir. Oh, wait.
Oh,
I just
back
got
already?
Back, but I wanted to tell you. Yes.
That was quick. I don't think
can
I've ever
some?
Gone to the bathroom. Yeah, go ahead. I'm here.
Okay, have you seen the movie Run? It's one of the best movies I've seen in a minute.
Run?
Yeah, it's literally called Run. R-U-N.
I might have. What was it about? What was the premise? What was it about?
So it's a little girl that's in a weird wheelchair.
She's like 17.
Yeah, and she's not really paralyzed from the waist down. Her mom is giving her pills that she don't know about that's actually making her paralyzed from the waist down.
I do know about that.
Yeah, and then as she gets older, she finds out that it's the pills that's making her paralyzed from the waist down. Crazy movie.
I do know about that one, and there's a lot of movies like that. That's a horrible thing, and that's actually one of the reasons why that's scary is because that's a real thing that happens, and sadly enough, that's a real thing that happens, as sad as it is. But yeah, I know that one. Did you go to the bathroom that quick? You might have the record right there, my friend. Kudos to you.
That's
impressive.
Yeah.
I got you.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
What's your favorite?
Scary or horror?
Horror.
It doesn't matter. Well, aren't they the same, scary and horror? Well, no, they're not.
Bad. I'm dumb.
No,
it's
you're
good.
Not dumb.
It's a good one, but...
Mine would probably be... either The Conjuring 2
Ooh.
Or what is it called? What's that movie called with the hair, with the girl with the hair down?
Oh,
The Ring? Yeah,
The
Ring.
Ring. Wow. That's a good one, too. Interesting stuff.
I said it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I helped cast half of that movie, so thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, wait, what?
Half the people who were in it, I went to film school with the guys who made it, and then I helped recommend half the people who were in the movie It. So I appreciate you guys liking it. I appreciate it.
Oh, dang.
I was just saying that one of my co-hosts on Friday night, who actually, oddly enough, just found out he was a wrestler on our show, unlike you guys who knew right before you even get started, Jackson Robert Scott, is on our show, does a show with me on Friday, and he's currently on the Friday show, and he plays Georgie in it. He was also on Lock and Key, and he was in another movie I thought was really good was The Prodigy, which is why he has the nickname The Prodigy.
Yeah.
Robert Scott. So that's actually where that name comes from. But he's my co-host on Friday nights on this show, for our shows. So, yeah. By the way,
that's super duper cool.
You are lucky enough that he's not involved in that tournament because he's not actually trained in any martial arts. But he is. But the people who are also on his show, three of those people, because the MMA Grand Prix title is on that show too. I just remembered. Oh well, but Del Boys are on that show. I'm sure you guys know them. I'm sure. You guys get along with them. Or do you guys have one of those competitive rivalries?
What happened?
I'm wondering if you guys get along with them, or is if it's one of those kind of what do they call it, competitive friendisms, if you would.
Well,
you know what I mean.
We're competitive with them, but we're friends. But I'm more competitive. I mean, we're friends to a certain extent.
I see. Okay. How about the Stritzels? Do you get along with them? How about the Stritzels? Do you get along with them?
Sorry, you're breaking up. Say it again.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. What about Mason and Carter Stritzel? Have you guys faced them?
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I faced Mason.
Do you know who they are, right? Obviously, right?
Oh, wait, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the other Mason.
Mason, you faced Mason the Hammer.
Oh, the Stritzel brothers?
The Stritzels, yeah. Mason
oh, no, sir,
Carter
I have
Stritzel.
Not.
Oh, they do a lot of those comps. Actually, they also were at those shows that you you compete in. And the Hammer.
Yeah, I haven't went against them. Yeah, I haven't went against them, but I follow them on Instagram.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I know a lot of you guys. I think you guys are all doing great. And I was wondering how that works for you guys as competitors. Like, if there's, like, this friendly rivalry, if you guys get along with each other after, or if there's that, back in the day we used to call it animosity with other schools and stuff. Like, you have that, you know, rival. Yeah, we all have those, right? But you guys get along pretty well with the Odells and the Stritzels and things like that when you see them, when you're not on the mat with them?
Yeah, we get along with them.
Awesome, because it's going to be interesting because, you know, being a singles tournament, you guys have one thing, at least there's only two of you. So the chances you guys facing each other is going to be kind of slim. But when you have three brothers or three people in your family, there's a good chance you're going to be facing someone you're related to.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
If I give you a picture of my little brother, would you be able to like kind of make a character of him so it could be three of us? But he passed away.
I can try. Because you know what our saying. One of the things we do on our show is we have a saying that says heroes are remembered, but legends never die. That's something we believe on our show where. People like Stan the Man Lee, who is very important both to myself, my son, who loved Stan Lee. He's the creator of Marvel.
Yeah. Which is why Stan Lee is still on our show, even though, you know, in real life, Stan Lee is watching from above, so to speak, right? So we have a saying on our show that heroes are remembered, but legends never die. That came from a quote from one of my other favorite movies, The Sandlot, which is a baseball movie, which actually is still
I love that movie.
Oh, wow, we're running out of time. How was that? Anyway, I apologize. We are running out of time here, but before we let you go, why don't you guys let everyone know where they can find you guys so they can find out more about what the Mina boys are doing?
Well, they can find me on Instagram called the Mina boys, and my on TikTok too. It's also at the Mina boys, but I have my own YouTube channel. It's called Henry Mina. Just that.
Awesome.
And we
awesome.
And we also have a Facebook page that's called Jiu Jitsu at the Mina boys.
Awesome. Well, guys, it was great having you. I apologize. We're running out of time, Allison. But you guys did a great job. It was awesome having you guys on. You guys are a blast, and I urge you guys to keep up the great work. We'll have you guys on again. How's that sound?
Thank you so much. Yes,
maybe we'll
it's
do
an
one
honor.
Of those
Thank
watch-alongs
so
with the Mina boys. What do you think of that idea?
Yes.
All right, guys. You guys have a great night. Keep up the great work. I'm proud of you guys, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
You We're going to send you the videos of the moves that you want that we want you to add, please.
Yes, please do. And any other pictures you need me to add, just send those to me so I can do the best I can, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Guys, have a great night. May all your dreams come true, guys. Peace.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everyone. I am the icon, Sean Jess Stevens. May all your dreams come true. Peace, everybody.